In Celebrate Recovery, we refer to hurts, hang-ups, habits, and relational issues as the key components that we want to focus on to find freedom to walk in that newness of life. But what about depression? Is depression one of those things that's just too scary to face? And is it due to a lack of faith? Is some of those things that we hear from outside sources. Is it mean that I'm defective? Does it mean that I'm less than? Understanding depression can be an important component. And all through our ministry, we've seen people come into this space struggling with all kinds of different levels of depression, ultimately to walk in the newness of life as they struggle well with depression. Today, I want to talk about depression. Welcome to Celebrate Recovery Official, a podcast that shares life change stories, courage, hope, and leadership wisdom, all centered around the Celebrate Recovery principles based on the Beatitudes, where Jesus helps us, it actually implores us to face our hurts, our hang-ups, as we take them to Jesus through His power so that we can walk in the newness of life as we surrender our will, our life to Him. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I struggle with drugs and alcohol and perfectionism. My name is Rodney. I'm the Global Field Director with Celebrate Recovery, and it's so good to be back with you today. Thank you for sharing this podcast. If you haven't given us a review, can you take a second, maybe at the end of this podcast, just to give us a quick review? And maybe even a rating to help us just have better traction on all platforms. It means so much to us. If you like what you're hearing, if you're not, I totally get it. Move on to another podcast that meets your heart. That's no problem, no offense taken. But we'd love your encouragement as a way to support us. And just want you to know, on the Celebrate Recovery website, we do have a way that you can give to the ministry, and it helps us to do things like this, to be able to keep our equipment up and to provide this free resource. If you're in a way where you can support that, go to celebraterecovery.com, and there's a way you can give as a donation to the global ministry of Celebrate Recovery. But hey, welcome. Today's topic, if I'm being totally transparent with you, which I know no other way with Celebrate Recovery. This topic brings up a little bit of anxiety for me, because it's such a sticky point in the church. If I'm struggling with depression, what does that mean? And unfortunately, and Sarah Stanton, our mental health champion director, has shared about this at conferences. She and I have done some co-teaching on some things around mental health. Mental health is a part of recovery, whether we like it or not. Trauma is a part of recovery, different levels. But mental health is a part of recovery. And depression is one of those, and we see with other mental health struggles as well, but we tend to get hard on people that are struggling with this, and we can label them as, well, you must not have enough faith. And those are cruel things to say. It makes sense. I want to honor why someone might say that. Part of it, I think, is we don't want people to stay there. So I don't believe it's always ill intentions and trying to hurt someone. I think a lot of times it's we don't know what to do with it if we see somebody struggling, and so we just try to get them out of it quickly. And so we say things like, you know, you just need to pray harder. You just need to read your Bible more. If you have more faith, just claim it and, you know, take those thoughts captive, and all that's true stuff and beneficial stuff. But sometimes it's not as easy as that. And it does require even medication. I'll talk more about that in a second. But I want to say right out of the gate that depression is a very real thing. And we all have different levels of depression. There's some things that are happening in our life. Sometimes there can be some grief that we're going through that we haven't even really identified as grief that can show itself in the form of depression. We just kind of get numb. So let me start just by just acknowledging that Celebrate Recovery is a safe space to face your depression, no matter what level. If you're on medication, this is a safe place for you. We're never going to say you should get off your medication. If you have talked to your doctor and you've worked through that and you're in a space where you feel like you can, then follow your doctor's orders. But we're never going to be the ones to say, hey, if you're on medication, then you're really not working it. That's just a shame statement. It's a shame message that we don't want to portray. So one of the things that I say, if you're on medication, is don't substitute the medications for the heart work that God wants to do in your heart. Now, you can still be on medication, but medication in itself isn't going to even resolve it fully. The heart work, and that's the beautiful part of what we do in Celebrate Recovery, the heart work helps us to work through the things that have us stuck. And I've said this on a prior podcast, but you know, some of those things we can fall into is if I see you depressed, I just want to make you happy. And I think that's one of the reasons why we say you just need to pray more. Just take those thoughts captive. We're trying to make them happy. You know, look at all the good that you have in your life. And again, those are good practices on a regular basis. But when someone is bringing their depression forward, can actually feel like I have open wounds and you're just stepping directly on my wound. And so it's not to feel happy. That's not where we're trying to get to. Sometimes our culture kind of paints that picture, just everybody just be happy. And we know in this broken world that we're not always going to feel happy, but can we walk in blessedness in spite of our circumstance? So we're not trying to take them from depression to happiness. We're trying to create a space, healthy, safe space for expression. Because I don't know about you, and I've battled with some depression from time to time. Now, this season's been a little bit hard, some mild case, and nothing like some other folks deal with. But heaviness, just feel numb. We feel weighty. It's just like, I just can't even hardly function. And so, so in this space, one of the things that we can tend to do is we just feel flat. We feel numb. And so it's not to feel you know, happy. It's not to feel better even. It's just to feel and trust God in the process of what that means in the feeling process. That's the expression, right? It requires a lot of faith to be honest about what I'm feeling. What am I feeling right now? And just being able to put that into words. And by the way, I'm big on just checking in with our bodies. If we can get real technical on this, but we typically feel bodies, emotions in our body long before we can put those into words. And I think one of the ways that we can check in with that is like, where am I feeling that numbness in my body, that heavy, that weightiness? I feel it my shoulders, I feel it my head, my stomach, or whatever, and then trying to put it into words. And Celebrate Recovery creates safety for that expression, just to feel and put into words so that I can get out of that numb, heavy, weighty place. And so Jesus created you. If you're struggling with depression, just hear this loud and clear. Jesus created you in his image. God created you in his image, and he gave you life in his image. He came, he died. Jesus died on the cross to give you life, and you in his image are image bearers. And so that means you have feelings as well, and there's things that need to be organized. The greatest, I've got a couple examples I want to share. One is in my devotional here recently from 1 Kings. I'll get to that in a second. But Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he knows what's coming. And we see this picture of Jesus just in this dark, heavy feeling, or you could say weighty, maybe even numb place. He is crying out to God, and he's saying, if it's your will, take this cup from me. I mean, he's in a pretty desperate place. And so Jesus, who died on the cross to give us life, we are image bearers of our Father. And he modeled for us that we're going to feel things in this dark world. In fact, he walked the earth and experienced those things, ultimately the greatest pain on the cross for you and I. And so for us to move into a space of expression is important. And Jesus did that in the Garden of Gethsemane. I'll share the other example in scripture here in a minute. And there's many that I could go into, but the temptation is just to push it down. And some of these symptoms that in that weighty, numb, heavy place where we just feel numb, there's some things that we can be aware of and just be mindful. It's not always just being sad. Sometimes we equate depression with sadness. Sometimes it's highly over-functional. I know that sounds crazy, but we move into this highly functional place in our life and we're not allowing ourselves to feel anything. So maybe we're over-functional right now. Maybe there's some grieving underneath the surface. It's not showing itself in sadness, but here's the thing. Back to the body. Our body always knows and it will talk to us. That's why it's good to be aware of what's happening in our body. And so sometimes we need we need clinical help for this. I want to be clear with that. Celebrate Recovery is not going to address this all the way through and through. But if you're having some of these things that are coming up, seek out your doctor, talk to your doctor, and make sure there's nothing chemically going on. Because here's the thing, with depression, there's all kinds of components that go with this. You have the physical, I'm feeling in my body, my body's talking to me. Biological, right? I may have, this may be something that's kind of genetically passed down, that this is a tendency that I kind of go to. My brain, my chemical imbalance, something's going on there. So there could be something there physically, biologically. Yes, there's sometimes spiritual. Sometimes there's just a season I feel like I'm under attack and I feel that weightiness, that heaviness, that numbness. And it's good to call that out for what it is. And if the enemy is trying to suffocate us in that space, talking about the spiritual component from the enemy who seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. And then sometimes it's emotional. There's some things that that need to be organized or expressed, as I mentioned earlier. And so some of those other symptoms, we can have irritability, but we don't feel sad, right? We're just irritable. And so it shows itself in anger sometimes. We talked about this on a prior podcast, but maybe I'm just having the tough time focusing or concentrating. I can't make decisions. I feel frozen. So that could be some indicators there. Or maybe some of the things that I used to be interested in, I'm showing a lack or not enough interest in those things that I might have been real excited about in the past. Yeah, so some music that I used to love, or I used to play sports, and I love to exercise in certain ways, and those can be indicators of something maybe going on. It's just good to pay attention, not to diagnose ourselves, but just listen to our body, our heart, our mind. Maybe we're not sleeping very much. Maybe we're constantly having a hard time going to sleep, or we're having a hard time waking up. Those are things that can be indicators, or maybe our appetite has increased, or maybe it has decreased in significant ways. Maybe some under eating or overeating. There's just a kind of a disruption in my eating habits. Those things. And then obviously the big one is suicidal ideation. I'm thinking hard things and going to ugly spaces and thinking, wow, where'd that come from? And I'll be totally honest with you. I've had those times where in my life where just like, whoa, I just started kind of fantasizing about something dark and I need to pay attention. That's when I reach out and I've gone to the doctor. I've talked to my wife. I've talked to sponsors, accountability partners, or maybe you're having trouble getting out of bed. Maybe you're finding yourself isolating from people. All those things, and there's probably some more, but just want you to hear there's a physical, biological, spiritual, emotional component, mental component that plays into this. And with that, I think just thinking about this on the physical aspect, am I feeling just really fatigued all the time? Is there... Am I just in a place where I just don't have any energy? Now, you could be sick. Maybe you have COVID. This is why it's so good to get physicals and go to the doctor. But am I exercising? I have no desire. It's just good to think about this, that how am I feeding my mind these days if I'm moving toward the things that I can be doing in this space to help with this. What am I feeding my mind? You know, there's sometimes when I will be watching the news, and I'll get on this kind of binge, and I'm just watching 24-hour-a-day news, and it's just depressing. And when all this stuff first started coming out about Israel, it really just depressed me. And so I had to kind of stop and reflect, what am I feeding my mind with in this space? And how do I feel is kind of starting with, hey, what's going on for me? And this is why it's so healthy to, on an ongoing basis, part of that daily inventory rhythm. How am I feeling today physically? How do I feel mentally? How do I feel emotionally, spiritually? Do I feel close to God? Do I feel disconnected from God? How do I feel relationally? Am I close to my relationships? Do I feel like I'm isolating? But before we turn the corner on kind of the things that we can be doing, I kind of jumped ahead just a little bit there. I just wanted to just put that out there. Number one, that one, if you struggle with depression, it doesn't mean you're defective. It doesn't mean you're bad. It doesn't mean you don't have enough faith. It just means you're struggling. Give yourself some grace in that space. And then what can you do? Maybe there's medically or clinically that needs to be a part of that, but what can you do with the heart work, the mental, the physical, et cetera? And that's where I want to turn the corner when we come back from a break. I want to continue that conversation, but I just wanted to start out by just kind of breaking that stigma around depression and know that you're not defective, you're loved, and Jesus died for you too, and you're worth too much to struggle in silence and hide from the world on this. So I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'll continue the conversation around depression. Hey, friends, if you are ever in a situation where you feel like it just feels too much and too overwhelming, please, can you make a commitment right now that you will reach out? There's a real simple 3-digit number you can call, 988, and they will have professionals on the other side to talk with you, to kind of get your head clear and your emotions out there, to talk about what's going on so you don't have to face that alone. Please reach out for help. Reach out to your church. Talk to someone about it. Don't face this as alone. You're way, way too valuable and loved. Welcome back. Right before the break, I was talking about just the importance of breaking the stigma that there's some components, there's some symptoms, but it's not just about being sad. There's some other indicators that I mentioned before the break, losing interest. My thinking is just different. I just feel numb, weighty, heavy, that kind of deal. But what do we do with that? And Celebrate Recovery is such a great component to this. I want to start just with the emotional. And the expression is so important. And that's what I love about Celebrate Recovery. In our open share small groups on the general meeting night and step study small groups, it's so important because it gives me space to talk about what's going on inside of me. And let me just give you permission. If you're just feeling numb, even saying, I feel numb all over, and life is just really hard, or I feel it in my shoulders kind of thing, I can't put it into words. Sadness doesn't even do it justice. And just know, being in that general meeting, having people around you is a huge component relationally. I won't get too far into this, But relationally, it's such a great antidote to our depression, because when I can get real and not necessarily dealing with significant depression, but just mild depression, and talking about what's going on in my life, and though I couldn't put it all into words what it felt like, just talking about what's going on, allowing myself to feel, and seeing people on the other side look me in the eye, and just seeing that compassion, that kindness looking me in the eye, and just the message I was getting back was, you're loved, you're not alone. Guys, relationally, that's so important. That's why we want to encourage you, if you're struggling with depression, the temptation, the enemy wants to hijack you in that space and keep you isolated. Put one of those first tasks in your to-do list with this is to schedule some appointments to get around people. Doesn't mean you always need to talk either. Just being around and hearing other people talk can be a big component. It's not the only component, but that's why coming to general meeting and even speaking the lyrics on the screen of these songs that are helping our wiring and our frame of mind to be in the right space, the spiritual component of who is my higher power and who am I to him and how does he see me? All those things that we're singing in our general meeting night are huge components to rewiring our brain to be around people and not be alone and isolated. So won't spend much more on that, but there's just a huge component in our nervous system that says, hey, right now I have a greater need than I do to even think. And so instead of trying to get into my head, I just want to honor my body in this space, just get around people who I know love and care about me. It doesn't mean it's a magic pill kind of thing, but it's one component of get me in a good space. So one of those things on the physical side, real quick on the emotional side, if I don't express, when I'm in this place, of depression, if I don't put that into words, it's really like keeping it sealed and confined from the world. I have to, in the emotional side through the small groups, it's putting into words, even if it is just saying numb, I'm numb. As you get used to that, you start hearing some other things come to your heart and mind. I feel angry. I do feel grief. The expression of this stuff, we're trying to honor that. We're trying to notice it, pay attention to it, to invite it in, organize it, and then share it out loud with God and share it out loud with others. So we have the emotional side. We have the physical side. And it's like, yeah, I know I should. Don't shame yourself. If you're not walking at all, what if you just took one quick walk around your house, or you went out your front door and walked it one lap around your neighborhood and came back? Physically, it's just an important thing. And this is going to sound crazy, even being mindful. What's my posture? Am I sitting up straight or am I hunched over? Just to be able to lean up, even where you sit right now, just straighten your back up and see what feels different in your body. It feels different than hunched over, or just kind of lying around kind of thing. So just changing something, stretching my arms as high as I can in the air or outside to side. See, depression wants us to do things that are the least helpful. And in this space, we're trying to do something to interrupt the pattern that we're feeling. Even 3 minutes, 5 minutes. What am I eating right now physically? Again, this is affecting how I feel. I'll be honest with you. If I ate a couple Big Macs, I would feel really, really down. I would feel lethargic and I would not want to do anything. So it sounds crazy, but what's my grocery list look like these days? Am I running to comfort food? It feels good in the moment. That's the thing with addictions, right? We run to something that makes us feel better, but in the end, it doesn't make us feel better. It actually makes us feel worse. So am I eating because I need to, or because I'm trying to get away from something else. I'm using it as a source of comfort. What can I be putting in my body? Am I drinking water? Again, if you're not doing anything, it'd be silly to say, I'm going to drink a gallon of water every single day. That's not realistic, and you're setting yourself up for failure. What can I do physically in this space to make myself feel better? Interrupting those patterns, taking a walk, moving your body, even if you don't get out of your chair, you know, moving your legs around, act like you're walking up some stairs in your chair. God created us as physical beings. He really did. And if we don't move around, then we're going against the way we're wired. So it's trying to get that heart pumping a little bit. That's why walking can be such a good thing. Even if I walk around my house, right? I don't want to go outside. It's too cold. Just walk around your house. Take a few laps around your house. It'll feel silly, but you're saying, I'm doing this for a purpose because I'm trying to get my body moving. I'm trying to interrupt what's happening in this space. And when I do that, it actually can help me to move forward as I process well through the depression. I'm going to stop there for this episode around depression. And next episode, I'll do a part two of this. But I hope what you're hearing loud and clear, if you're struggling with depression, you're not defective. Doesn't mean you don't have faith. It just means you're stuck, and there may be something going on underneath the surface that needs to be processed. And it is possible to struggle well with our depression, but we got to be willing to acknowledge it as a problem and not do it in isolation. So that sometimes that means medical and clinical help to help us in that space, so that we don't try to face this on our own. Stick with me for the next episode, and I'll continue the conversation, kind of give some practical things that we can do in this space. And Celebrate Recovery is a huge component of that. And so grateful for the ministry of CR. If you're looking for a meeting and you want to get around some people, all you got to do is go to celebraterecovery.com, and you can hit the group locator and literally type in your zip code or city, state, and find a group near you and get around some community. Don't try to face this alone. Again, if you're struggling with feeling suicidal ideation, just dial 988 and talk to someone. It'll make a big difference. Hey, thanks for joining me today. Join me next time. Till then, God bless.